I could have your attention, I'm Teresa Notari from the Bishop's Conference Natural Family Planning Program. And we're pretty much the same people in here. Do we have anybody new who just walked into the room? We know that you're not new. Can I ask which diocese you're from?
I'm the wife of a speaker. I'm from St.
Louis. Okay.
I'd like to learn more about
that. All right, that's terrific. Well, we've got four different models of natural family planning that we're going to hear from today with regard to their distance learning programs. And we're going to begin with the Archdiocese of Chicago. And we have Frank, were you interested? You're going to present first?
I'm not presenting, but I've been asked. I'm Frank Hannigan. I'm the director of the Marriage and Family Ministries Office for the Archdiocese of Chicago. And I've been asked to introduce Maria Garcia. Maria is my longest-serving staff member. She's been with the Archdiocese for the past 23 years. And you would think I would know everything about her, but she has so many different organizations and certifications and the rest of that that I thought it might be better just to use a sheet of paper here. Among many other things, Maria is the co-founder of Womb Latin America. And in 2011, she was named the liaison person between Womb International and the Spanish-speaking countries. She has assisted the Australian training team in doing teacher trainings in Spain, Mexico, Honduras, Colombia, Chile, and the United States. So she's been all over the world. She's also a board member for BOMA USA and the National NFP Advisory for the USCCB, so doing lots of that. And just recently, earlier this year, was named an Associate Director for Womb International. So we're very, very proud of that. And as much as Maria is proud of all of that, what she is most proud of is her 32-year marriage to Juan and her three college-educated, graduated children. So I present to you with all the great things.
Thank you, Frank. I guess he likes me. That's why he hasn't had one for 23 years. Well, good afternoon, and we're going to continue talking about NFP. I'm going to be working today with three people that are part of this. I will explain what we're doing, and then Matt Brooks will be explaining the technical part, because I'm an expert on the method, English and Spanish, but when it comes to technology and how to do it, Matt would be the expert, so he's going to be answering some questions. And then Tessa will also join the presentation. Tessa helped us put together the online teaching, and she's also has had the experience of doing follow-ups online long distance with couples, so she will share a little bit about that. So, to start, how this came to be, the Family Ministries Office, along with the Marriage Group, created an online marriage preparation program for couples that were separated by distance, specifically the military couples and couples living in different states. This was a need that was there, that we had a lot of couples that were separated by distance, and we needed to serve them, and the online was the solution that we had. So we created this great program of marriage preparation online to start to serve those couples, and it was great, but there was something missing. Even though the Catholic Marriage Prep program did have an overview and a witness talk on NFP, that was not enough for marriage prep ministers or priests, that they wanted more of the NFP. So we created this NFP online to be a companion to the online marriage prep, not knowing that it would...
Hang on a second. I don't think the microphone's on. Yeah. Oh, is it? Can you hear in the back?
Yes.
Go ahead. Sorry. It could be that. That's right.
So this was created with the thought that it was going to be a companion to the marriage prep online program, and not thinking or knowing that it was going to be a standalone program, that it was going to be so popular that it's growing and growing and growing. And I guess that it's become so popular because we, as the first slide said, we need to meet people where they're at. And you know that the younger generation is all about technology, and they want everything to be available, their iPads and computers and so. And we didn't know if we were going to be able to teach NFP online, how difficult that would be, but we started to do it, and it's been very successful so far. But when we created this program, we wanted to be the best NFP, or the kind of information or the kind of NFP introductory session that we offer to couples in Chicago. So in order to create this class, the building simulation method, I made sure that it was approved by the right persons, and it was approved by WOM International. They were happy to, when they saw the program, that it was authentic teaching. The WOM International is the international organization that foresees the authenticity of the method, make sure that we are teaching the right thing. But also I wanted to make sure that USCC office would approve of it, that it had all the elements that they wanted. So we had Teresa go over the program, and she gave us her approval.
Sorry, Maria, but really.
And also, BOMA USA, which is the national organization representative of the Billings Ovulation Method in the U.S., she approved of it and started to recommend it because, as I said, it's the authentic method, and it's now used by many teachers and couples throughout the U.S. So that's how we started, and now to talk a bit about the technical part. I know that I will be answering all the questions in regards to the method and how we're doing it, but you know, to talk about the platform and how we do it and all those technical points, Matt is going to help me with that and how we put this together and how the online learning is working and why it's working and all the technical parts that be to be put together for this to work. So, Matt.
Thank you. I'm a loud talker by nature, so maybe you can hear me without this. Mm-hmm. Can you still hear me here? Yes? Okay, good. Yeah. Okay. So, instead of talking tech talk, which most people generally aren't interested in, I've learned just to talk about the benefits of the program and what leveraging technology really does for your parish or diocese or your ministry in reaching couples that might not be able to attend your traditional program, your gathered event, your weekend retreat, your one-on-one instruction, whatever you happen to be doing right now to serve couples. Can anybody relate to any of these challenges? Number one, how do you serve couples that are separated by distance? Show of hands, just for fun. Anybody struggle with that? You know, we talk with clergy and family life directors and NFP instructors all throughout the country and abroad every day, and these few handful of challenges just come up all the time. And so many say, we have a great program here in-house, or we've got a great course every Saturday, or what have you. But still, if the couple is separated by distance, military couples are just a prime and obvious example. Couples that have moved away for college or to find a job in this tough economy. If they're separated by distance, they can't come to your event, so what do you do? Leveraging online learning allows you to still reach those couples in a way that delivers the message in exactly the way that you anticipate it. So there's no surprises. Anybody have a couple complain that they don't have the time to attend? What I see head shaking. So our program that we developed is not only online, but it's delivered on demand, meaning that couples can register for the program at any time, 24/7. They can begin immediately or not. They can take all of the time that they need to get through the program. They can start it and stop it, come back later, all things like that. So it really helps us solve the time issues that come up. And the Natural Family Planning course, the Learn NFP Online program, is about an hour and a half worth of the course. The marriage prep class that Maria mentioned that includes an NFP overview and witness segment is about an 8.5-hour program. Yet we found that couples spend on average 12 days working through it. So, challenge number three, if you are not going to work with the couples directly, don't you sweat a little bit wondering what they are going to experience somewhere else? The online course that we delivered is the same every time. We welcome you to see it for yourself. Everybody should have sitting in front of you one of these want more information after the conference forms. And this isn't just so we can call you at dinner time. We will also do that. But in addition, any of you that fill out this form and hand it back to us, we will provide you with a complimentary demo account so you can see the program firsthand for yourself. And it's the entire program. Just because it's a demo, it's not just a sample or anything of that nature. So be sure to fill those out and hand those back in to us. If not, here during the workshop, you've probably seen all of us black shirts just down the hallway here a little bit. Okay? So you heard from Maria. You'll hear from Tessa here shortly. You can really trust in the content that's being delivered to these couples. So if these couples are going to learn online, how do we know that they did it? Right? That's a common question that we get. If you compare an online learning experience to what may be experienced in a traditional classroom environment, if you have a classroom full of people, what is the measure of accountability that you really have, if you be honest with yourself, that all of the people in your room, you hope that they're just hanging on every word you say, but there's a chance that they might be going on to Facebook or something like that in the back of the room or dealing with the young one, right? Right. So online learning affords you the ability to introduce some accountability into it as well. The video presentations do not have a fast-forward button enabled, so they can't just speed on through it. And even if they could, they would quickly realize after the very first segment that they need to rewind because there's a quiz, or we call it an exercise, that follows each one of the video segments. Okay? So there's an accountability there as well. And the system does not provide them with a certificate of completion until they successfully complete all of the elements of the program. So the certificate that would be brought to you at the parish or the diocese or as an NFP instructor, you know that they actually did the program. Sometimes we talk to priests or deacons or usually guys that might be uncomfortable with certain topics. Can anybody relate to that? The program that we delivered here for the Billings Ovulation Method allows those people to refer their couples to a program that they can trust that will deliver the content by certified instructors in a way that they know and they can trust and they've seen for themselves. Again, we welcome you all to see the program at your convenience. So if you summarize the benefits of online learning, it really meets today's couples where they are. A few years ago when we started creating these programs, some of our church partners said, wow, couples are going to be so impressed by this. And I had to, you know, pop the balloon a little bit and say, no young couple is going to be impressed by online learning now. They're all wondering what the church has been doing lately. You know, where has it been, right? So there's an expectation of online delivery. Certainly every major university is doing online learning. They're comfortable communicating online, of course. You know, by allowing couples to attend, if you will, at the time when they choose and the place that they choose, they're more attentive. They chose to attend the class at this time. It's not just because the class was being held at 9 o'clock on a Saturday and, you know, they worked the midnight shift the one before. They're going to be a little drowsy that morning, I assume, and not really absorbing the materials. So again, online learning allows them to be fully engaged when they do decide to log on. And then the studies show more and more every year that learning in blocks, self-guided learning, is a very effective way to not only learn material, but retain it as well. When couples finish our program online, I mentioned they do get a certificate, but they also have the ability to log back on for a full year after the program. And especially for a topic like natural family planning and learning the Billings Ovulation Method or any of the methods, it certainly takes some repeat exposure to the material. Benefits to you as instructors or those working with the couples, again, if you take us up on an offer for a complimentary demo account, you can check out the program. You know what your couples will see, and you're part of the process. When couples finish the online program, our first desire is to connect them with a certified local instructor for follow-up coaching. Okay? If that's not available, if there's not a certified instructor local, remote coaching services are available as well. And Tessa's going to talk about that in a moment. Any questions for me on any of these challenges and solutions so far? Go ahead.
So this is just so they do the introductory part online.
Right.
And then after that, they do their follow-ups.
So this is a perfect segue. I'm pleased to introduce you to Tessa, who's going to talk about the follow-up portion here. Tessa is also the face of the online program in collaboration with her husband, Jelani.
Can you hear me? So my husband and I came into this picture here after years of practicing NFP with a burning desire to follow God's will, but we didn't always start this way. I think most people have a moment when that light turns on and you want to make a change. So in case it's helpful for you, especially as we strive to speak through one another's hearts through about NFP, first I'd like to briefly share where we've come from and our story. And then I'd like to proceed with how we've been able to spread the good news through teaching, support, and mentorship, especially for long-distance clients. So just to give you a little sense of who we are and where we come from, for us, after having tried the pill, three things immediately occurred to me. First, no one ever had told me about the abortifacient aspect of the pill. Second, I have a history of manic depression and bipolar disorder in my family, and so I very quickly felt myself spiraling into depression. And third, I panicked about the potential failure of my marriage. So I worried, was sex going to get old? You know, was he going to want someone else? These are real fears that I had. I wonder if others can relate, you know? But I soon realized that the feeling was mutual, too. My husband wanted a strong marriage as well. He happened not to be Catholic at the time, but he was pro-life before he knew it. Basically, his mother conceived him at 19, and she was prepped on the abortion table when minutes before the surgery, she just sprang up and said, "I can't do this. I'm having this baby." And so ever since then, we've been really wanting to help and give back.